Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Ruby Jones.
And I'm Adam Navis. This program uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Today's Spotlight looks at the life of Steve Saint. His organization helps tribes and communities around the world to use modern technology. He first created the organization to help one particular tribe in South America. Once, people of this tribe expected Steve Saint's family to attack them. Instead, Steve brought them help.
Steve Saint's organization is called ITEC, Indigenous Peoples, Technology and Education Center. ITEC teaches local people how to use technology. This means that Native people do not have to depend on foreign groups giving them aid.
Steve Saint started the organization because he wanted to help the Waodani tribe. They live in the Amazon rainforest. He had known them for much of his life. The story of how they came to know each other is a story of violence and forgiveness.
Back in the early 1950s, a group of young men from the USA went to Ecuador. Some of them had heard about a tribe that lived in the huge rainforest around the Amazon River. Many local people were afraid of this tribe. Few people had met the tribe and survived. People called them the Aukers. This name was an insult in the local language. It means wild people. However, the group of five men tried very hard to meet them. The men were Christians, followers of Jesus Christ. They believed that Jesus' teachings could bring the tribe peace.
First of all, the men used an airplane to fly over the rainforest to search for the Aukas. After months of planning and searching, they found the tribe. Next, the men tried to gain the tribe's trust. They dropped gifts as they flew over. But the men wanted to meet the tribe face to face. So, in January 1956, they landed the airplane on an area of sand by the river. This was not far from where the Aukas lived. Then, the men waited for the tribe to come.
A few days later, they had their first meeting. Three members of the tribe came to them. It was a friendly and peaceful visit. 2 days later, more people from the tribe came to them. However, these people were not friendly. They did not trust the foreigners. The Aucas attacked the visitors with long, sharp sticks. These spears killed all 5 men. The men were all around 30 years old. They were all married, and most had children. One of these children was Steve Saint. His father, Nate Saint, had been the pilot of the airplane.
Steve Saint was only 5 years old when his father was killed. And yet, when Steve was 10 years old, he began visiting the tribe. He lived with them during his school holidays. How was this possible? Well, his father's sister had gone to live with the Aucas. Rachel Saint had successfully continued the work started by the group of 5 men. She discovered the tribe's real name, the Waodani. Rachel told the tribe that she believed in peace and forgiveness. This was very new to the Waodani people. They expected that the dead men's families would come and attack them. But instead, the families forgave them. This idea helped the tribe to become much more peaceful.
Rachel Saint lived with the Waodani for many years, and in 1994, she died. She was 80 years old. Steve Saint came to bury her in the rainforest. The Waodani persuaded him to stay and live with them. So Steve Saint came with his family to live in the rainforest with the tribe. However, after a year and a half, he decided to leave again. He was worried that the Waodani depended on him too much. So he moved away and decided to find another way to help them.
Foreign aid groups had been using their skills to help the Waodani for some years. But the Waodani wanted to learn how to do things for themselves. They wanted Saint to teach them the skills that the foreigners had.
So that was when Steve Saint created iTech. One way iTech is helping is by teaching people how to do the work of a dentist. Fixing people's teeth is difficult without the right equipment. So iTech has designed a dentist's chair. It is easy to carry, so it can be taken to where it is needed. And it is not just the Waodanis that iTech has helped with this. iTech has taught dentistry to tribal people in a number of different countries. One such person is King Hammond from Ghana. He wrote a letter to Steve Saint.
Hello, Steve. I think of you often. Your dentist chairs often help me to remember you. We are in our 4th year of doing dentistry ourselves. We have helped around 10,000 patients with both small and big problems. We praise God for this. Thank you again.
ITEC's other projects include a small flying vehicle. This will let the Waodani visit other villages much more easily.
Steve Saint also does a lot of traveling. He speaks to many people about the work he does. Often, his friend from the Waodani travels with him. He is called Minkai. Minkai knew Rachel Saint. Her behavior influenced him greatly. So he decided to become a follower of Jesus, too.
Minkai's story is also one of amazing forgiveness. Minkai was one of the Waodani that attacked the group of men in 1956. He killed Steve Saint's father, Nate. But today, Minkai and Steve are good friends. They travel the world together, telling other people about their lives. They also work together on ITEC projects. Steve Saint has written about an event that describes their friendship, a friendship only made possible by the power of forgiveness.
Minkai pulled out the tooth that was causing a woman pain. Then he gently held her head in his hands and prayed that God would heal her heart. When Minkai held her face to pray, I looked at his gentle hands. I knew that they were the same hands that put spears through my precious father's body. I love those hands. Like my own, they have been changed by the hands of God.
The writer and producer of today's program was Steve Myersko. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom, the United States, and Zimbabwe. All quotations were adapted and voiced by Spotlight. Computer users can find our word list, read our scripts, and hear more Spotlight programs on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Steve Saint.
If you have any comments or questions about Spotlight, you can email us at radio@english.net. Thank you for listening today. Goodbye.